Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Well, he's six episodes into his new podcast. That's Andile Ndlovu, a podcast creator of Remember When with Andile Ndlovu, where he takes you on a walk down memory lane. In each episode, he revisits different cultural phenomena, from Penny Haynes winning gold at the 1996 Olympics to a controversial and very popular television series, Yizo Yizo, that aired between 1999 and 2004. In a moment, we'll be speaking to Andile Ndlovu, but here's a taste of the work that he does and, I suppose, the memory that you can enjoy as you listen to his podcast.
You are the last ever Miss African teen, right?
I feel like I avoid saying that.
That needs to be mentioned in your bio. It was like, I was so good that they decided we don't need to have 2012 onwards. Like we
no, people shut it down.
Would you say that you are where you wanted to be when you were 23?
No, but I'm in a much better place. I've had many struggles and challenges with that and frustrations and disappointments. But I'm very content.
I think it was a great opportunity, and it still is. Yizo Yizo is still relevant to be replayed on television for those type of conversations to be had.
And for me, it's like such a fascinating thing that, you know, athletes at the top of their game could have such a disdain and such a lack of love for what they were doing. But what is it then that keeps you going? Is it just the fact that you're competitive, or you don't want to let people around you down?
That's just a teaser of some of the voices that you can listen to on Andile Ndlovu's podcast, Remember When. He joins me, of course, on the line now. Andile, good morning, buddy, and welcome to the show.
Africa, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you for having me.
How did the idea for the podcast come about?
Well, the idea for a podcast, you know, has been in my head for a very long time. And then I think, you know, during the sort of the dark and lonely days and nights of like hard lockdown, I kind of just sort of accelerated the idea. And I thought, you know, a lot of us are anxious. We're looking for things to do. We're looking for stuff to take our minds off everything that's happening around the world. And we're probably consuming more media than usual. And so I, you know, went out on a limb and I got myself a microphone, I got some software, and I started recording this podcast. And the idea really was just to, you know, look back and reminisce on things and good memories. And I guess it was, you know, my way of trying to cheer people up and also take my mind off things, you know, on the selfish note. And then it just kind of took off unexpectedly.
And how do you pick the moments you want to go back to, I suppose?
Well, I mean, as I say in the trailer, the trailer that came out like a few months back, a lot of it is very self-indulgent in the sense that it's what I remember most, you know, things that made me feel good, things that I enjoyed, people and moments that inspired me when I was growing up. So, for instance, you know, I speak to Penny Haynes quite early on in one of the episodes, and I remember being very young in 1996 when she went on to just sort of storm the Atlanta Games. And I remember, and I said once that, you know, there were very few people that my mother cared about, and, you know, it was Princess Diana, it was Brenda Fassie, and then it was Penny Haynes. And Penny Haynes just became a household name. She became a hero of mine. And so then I reach out to these people, not really expecting them to, you know, want to partake. And you know, I'm always surprised when they sign up for it. And it's so far it's been amazing in the sense that everybody I've reached out to has been very keen to do it, and so it's worked out for me, I suppose.
Let's talk about the practicalities for a second, because you conceived this idea, of course, when we were all under lockdown. So
yeah.
You had to rely on technology, I would imagine, right, to be able to have someone on the other end of the line answering your questions.
Yeah, and, you know, that's been a bit of a challenge because, you know, your guests, usually people will come into studio for myself. Firstly, I would love to have had a proper studio, to have had a producer, to have a researcher, but it didn't work out that way. And so it's a one-man team trying to put everything together and then trying to convince people, you know, not everybody is technologically savvy. And so trying to get people on the other side to sign up for either Zoom, for Skype, for Teams, or whatever platform that they're comfortable with. And then obviously the challenges with Wi-Fi and signal and all of that. There have been moments where a lot of stuff that we've either recorded has had to be cut because of, you know, it hasn't recorded properly or it's not very clear. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but it's been exciting at the same time. I think people would be a lot more comfortable doing this in person. I think it makes conversations a little easier. People come out of their shell a bit more. It's not as interesting, I suppose, when you're doing it remotely, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
Indeed. Were there any people who you were interviewing who surprised you? Celeste Khumalo, for example. I had no clue that she was the last Miss S18, and I'm sure she had a wonderful reign, but it's probably a good thing we no longer have a Miss S18. but was it someone that you had obviously on Zoom or Microsoft Teams, however the platform, whatever the platform was you were using, where you went, oh wow, I would never have thought that your life would have turned in this direction?
I don't know. Look, Celeste, I've known Celeste since her reign, so I know a bit about her. I know Jafta Mamabulo, quite intimately, and we're very close friends. I would say probably Heinz Winkler, just in the sense that he spoke very, very candidly about how things just didn't work out the way that he had planned after winning Idols the first season. And you kind of have an idea because of how the careers of everybody that's followed him have played out as well. You get the sense that it's not, you know, sort of sunshine and roses and all good things. But he talks quite sort of candidly about how every single thing that he had planned for his career after winning the title just didn't come together. And, you know, the kind of journey that you have to go through to make peace with that. And I guess remap your career goals. I thought it was a really, really good conversation. And I suppose my favorite interview so far is probably Letambulu, just because of who she is and what she represents for not only myself, but for the country. And I guess it was a highlight for me. I always say that, like, one day, if I'm ever, you know, a famous broadcaster, it's one of those interviews that I always refer back to, you know? So I made it!
And how have your audience received the work, Andile? I imagine they give you feedback after listening to the various episodes.
Yeah, and I always say, like, if you hate it, don't tell me, I don't care. But if you like it, please wax lyrical, tell everybody. So far everybody's been very, very kind. We're doing very well. I'm seeing our numbers in terms of just like listeners tuning in or downloads, on the app on a weekly basis. And so that for me, it's a proud moment. On a selfish note, this is just something for me to busy myself. It feels very fulfilling. It feels like a proud moment for me to see people actually interacting with the content, you know, giving me feedback and sending me possible ideas for future episodes. And so it's been very warm. It's been exciting. And hopefully, you know, we just grow from strength to strength and it grows legs. And I don't know where it will end up. I don't know how long I'm going to do this for, but I'm really enjoying it so far.
Now, let's see if you can up those numbers even more. Where do our listeners find your podcast, Andile?
Usually wherever you find your podcast, so Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radiocast, Anchor FM. Usually those are the platforms that people will access their podcast. So you'll find me on there. Just remember When with Andile Ndlovu, and you should find it. Yeah.
I'm going there. Otherwise,